理课堂听 class.com。
Test 17.
Text 1.
Number 1. Look, the students are planting trees over there. Look, the students are planting trees over there.
Number 2. After class, I often help my mother do some cooking. After class, I often help my mother do some cooking.
Number 3. The 2008 Olympic Games will be held in Beijing. The 2008 Olympic Games will be held in Beijing.
Number 4. Susan is talking to his father on the telephone. Susan is talking to his father on the telephone.
Number 5.Mary is going to meet her friend at the bus station this afternoon. Mary is going to meet her friend at the bus station this afternoon.
Number 6. Rose likes playing the guitar best. Rose likes playing the guitar best. Text 2.Conversation 1.
I'm weak in geography. Would you please help me with it today?
Let me see. Oh, today is Wednesday. I'm free today.
I'm weak in geography. Would you please help me with it today?
Let me see. Oh, today is Wednesday. I'm free today. Conversation 2.
Hi, Lin Tao. Can we take number 2 bus to the Bank of China?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Lin Tao. Can we take number 2 bus to the Bank of China?
Yes, that's right.
Conversation 3.
Do you hear the weather report?
Yes.It will be cold tomorrow.
Do you hear the weather report?
Yes, it will be cold tomorrow.
Conversation 4.
Why didn't you catch the train?
Because I didn't know the traffic was so heavy.
Why didn't you catch the train?
Because I didn't know the traffic was so heavy. Conversation 5.
Hello, Bob. Did you enjoy your birthday party yesterday?
Yes, very much. My friends, Mike, Peter, and Jane, were all with me.
Did Joe come to your party?
Yes, but he was a little late.
Hello, Bob. Did you enjoy your birthday party yesterday?
Yes, very much. My friends, Mike, Peter, and Jane, were all with me.
Did Joe come to your party?
Yes, but he was a little late.
Conversation 6.
Can I help you, madam?
I want to buy a coat for my daughter as a birthday present.
What about the green one?
Okay, I'll take it.
Can I help you, madam?
I want to buy a coat for my daughter as a birthday present.
What about the green one?
Okay, I'll take it.Text 3.
Last Sunday, Mr. Green and his wife went to the country. They arrived home very late. Mr. Green opened the front door, and they went into the house. It was very dark, so Mr. Green turned on the light. On the way upstairs, Mrs. Green said, "Listen, I can hear someone in the bedroom." They went downstairs again and stood quietly outside the room.
"Yes, you're right," said Mr. Green.
"There are two men there. They are talking." Then he called out, "Who's up there?" No one answered. Mr. Green went up and opened the door quickly and turned on the light. The room was empty. Then he saw something and laughed. The radio was still on.
"Oh dear," he said, "I forgot to turn it off this morning."
Last Sunday, Mr. Green and his wife went to the country. They arrived home very late. Mr. Green opened the front door, and they went into the house. It was very dark, so Mr. Green turned on the light. On the way upstairs, Mrs. Green said, "Listen, I can hear someone in the bedroom." They went downstairs again and stood quietly outside the room.
"Yes, you're right," said Mr. Green.
"There are two men there. They are talking." Then he called out, "Who's up there?" No one answered. Mr. Green went up and opened the door quickly and turned on the light. The room was empty. Then he saw something and laughed. The radio was still on.
"Oh dear," he said, "I forgot to turn it off this morning."
Text 4.
"Excuse me, I've lost my watch."
"When did you lose it?"
"I lost it in the hotel when I stayed here last night."
"Right. I'd better write down the information so I can return it to you if somebody hands it in."
"Okay. My name is Sandra. I'm from Canada."
"I see. You're from Canada, Sandra. Which room are you staying in?"
"Room 508.
"Room 508. Is there a telephone number?"
"Yes, it's 629-9668.
"What's your watch like?"
"It's new. The color is silver. It's made in Japan."
"All right, Sandra. If it comes, we'll ring you."
"Excuse me, I've lost my watch."
"When did you lose it?"
"I lost it in the hotel when I stayed here last night."
"Right. I'd better write down the information so I can return it to you if somebody hands it in."
"Okay. My name is Sandra. I'm from Canada."
"I see. You're from Canada, Sandra. Which room are you staying in?"
"Room 508.
"Room 508. Is there a telephone number?"
"Yes, it's 629-9668.
"What's your watch like?"
"It's new. The color is silver. It's made in Japan."
"All right, Sandra. If it comes, we'll ring you."